FM in Vancouver. Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host P-Bone. That was a artist out of or a group out of Calgary called Crack Cloud, and they're on Jag Jaguar Records with a new album called Red Mile. Obvious reference to the 17th Avenue and Cougar Flames are doing pretty good. That was a track called The Medium, and this one is doing really good on the National Campus Radio charts, and it's sitting at number 41. Last week it was at number 10. And as far as I know, they're still based in... Actually, I'm not for sure. I think some members may be in Vancouver, according to their bio. But anyways, once again, that was Crack Cloud starting out the program tonight. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock, and I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight playing a lot of new stuff I've been listening to. And in this first set, we're going to hear a few Canadian pop artists, the first of which is an artist named Madeleine Dornart, I do believe is how you pronounce it. A release out called Broken Harbor is what you'll hear, in a track called Apollo. Another artist that's doing good on the radio charts, sitting at number 37. After that, we're going to hear something from an artist I do believe is currently based out of Los Angeles, but is Canadian. That's Kelly Technus, and an EP or an album called Mood Ring, kind of a more soul and pop oriented album. You'll hear a track called Nights Without You. And after Kelly Technus, we're going to hear something from Kristen Witko. And that's a local artist out on Kingfisher Blues Recordings, a release out called A Course in Miracles. And this one is doing pretty good on the National Campus Radio charts as well. And we're going to hear a track called Amelia off the A Course in Miracles release. And I do believe they are from Abbotsford, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Madeleine Dornart. This is a track called something called Apollo.
I really wanna talk. Hastings Crossing is Vancouver's eclectic heart, a welcoming, diverse community rooted in social innovation, compassion, and cultural wisdom. Situated downtown along Hastings between Richards and Gore, you will find some of Vancouver's OG businesses like Nemesis Coffee, Meat and Bread, Dressu, Nuba, and many more. By supporting local businesses and social enterprises in Hastings Crossing, you are also helping to shape a more resilient, inclusive, and sustainable local economy in the downtown Eastside. Find out more about how Hastings Crossing Business Improvement Association is working to support the people and economies of Vancouver's downtown Eastside at hxbia.com or follow us on Instagram at hxbia.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt? Where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost?
Come on, plants, let's grow.
Amelia, light grains of your agency at work, Amelia. Stars in the sky like so much laundry on the line. The long list in your mind in time. The constellations will begin to make a sign, and this shall be a sign, Amelia. The seasons change and only this thing will remain the same, Amelia. The reason why a man will choose to stay alive, alive. Amelia, the Lord that you deserve, I meant to ask, if I could help you with an unfamiliar task, all you need to do is ask, by and by. You couldn't help but notice fruit was on the vine, and love could be divine, Amelia.
And from Abbotsford, that was Kristen Whitco and a track called Amelia off the A Course in Miracles release. And that was put out on local record label Kingfisher Blues Recordings. Prior to that, you heard something from Kelly Technis, the kind of a more R&B soul-oriented track. You heard something called Nights Without You off the Mood Ring release. And Madeline Dornaert with a track called Apollo started that set off. That's taken from an album called Broken Harbor. You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM at the University of British Columbia. My name is P-Bone, and I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, and we're going to keep going with some more Canadian music. We'll hear a couple more kind of a rock and indie garage type sounds. Anyways, we're going to hear something from Dog Day, who've been around since 2007. They're based out of Halifax, and their latest release is doing good on the charts. It's called A T-Shirt with Writing on It, and it's on Fun Dog Recordings. We'll hear a track called Loose Thoughts. After that, a project called Laughing, that's also on the radio charts as well. And we're going to hear something off an album called Because It's True, and you'll hear a track called Narcissist Blues. And then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So from a new release out from Dog Day, we're going to hear that. And I did want to mention, if you missed anything I said, you can always head to our website, citr.ca, and go to the shows, and you can check out the show listings there, and then you can add it to your favorite podcast device, or you can check out a list of playlists and stuff like that. So if you missed anything, you can check it out there. Anyways, this is Dog Day and a track called Loose Thoughts. We'll be right back.
stuck inside my mouth. I can see your point of view. Think too hard about you, about you, and about you, and about you, and about you.
CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
And we're back. That jangly power pop track was from Laughing. That was something called Narcissist Blues off the Because It's True release. And Laughing is a four-piece based out of Montreal. Head to laughingonline.bandcamp.com to check that out. Prior to that was Dog Day with a new release out called A T-Shirt With Writing On It. You heard Loose Thoughts, and those two artists are doing pretty good on the National Campus Radio charts, which is earshot-online.com, and CITR also submits charts to this. And we're going to keep going with some more music, but we'll kind of shift gears and get to a little bit more experimental music. And we're going to hear something from Stroom TV Records, a label out of Belgium that makes some really great kind of experimental and reissues and stuff like that. The latest is a single from Dolly Maru and the Polyphonic Swarm, kind of a more experimental artist that I played a few years back. They probably would have been on my top album of 2022 had I not discovered it too late. But anyways, we'll hear a new single out called Un Cavretico. And if you head to stroomtv.bandcamp.com, you can hear that. After that, a new release out from Susanna, who you may know from Susanna and the Magical Orchestra. Her latest release was just put out, and it's called Meditations on Love. I think it's a first release in something like 5 years, I do believe. Or anyways, it's 5 years of writing, according to the description. From Susanna, we'll hear a track called Battles, and this is out on Susanna Sonata Records. I do believe it's her own label. I think previously she had put out stuff on Fat Cat and other labels. Really great kind of moody chamber pop. Once again, that's Susanna. But first, from Dolly Maru and the Polyphonic Swarm, this track is called Un Cavretico. Thank you.
There's all these battles of power and battles of love, battles of friendship and battles of vows. Battles of power and battles of love, battles of friendship and battles of vows. Battles
Welcome back. That was something from Susanna and a track called Battles off the Meditations of Love that was just released. And Susanna is from Norway, and you may know her from Susanna and the Magical Orchestra releases that have been put out on Rune Gramophone Records. I had made a mistake and mentioned it was on Fat Cat, but I was confused with another artist. But if you head to susannamagical.bandcamp.com, you can check out this new album. Before that, Dolly Maru and the Polyphonic Swarm with Un Cavretico. That's a new single out, and it's out on Stroom TV Records. And we're going to change gears a little bit in this next set, and we're going to hear something from a new release out from Melt Banana, the very highly abrasive noise project, and we're going to hear a track called Scar, and the new album is called 3+5. So really cool to see new stuff from Melt Banana. I did get the chance to see them a few years back at the Biltmore a long time ago. And they did play here, I think about a year or so ago. But I fortunately wasn't able to get into that show because it was sold out. I do believe they're playing with Otto von Schirach. This new album is out on ASAP Recordings. And previously they have put out a few things on the Skin Graft record label, and we're going to hear a couple artists from that after that. And this is the first album from Melt Banana in 11 years. Before that, we're going to hear another album or another artist that gets a lot of comparison. They're called Pre, P-R-E, and they're out of London. They put out a few albums on Skin Graft Records. We're going to hear the 2007 album called Epic Fits, and it really has that kind of very sharp, harsh and abrasive sound that's similar to Melt Banana. We'll hear a track called I Met Her in the Bin by Pre. And then after that, we're going to hear something from the Flying Luttenbachers. And that's a very noisy, kind of experimental, almost jazz project on Skin Graft Records. And it's mainly the work of Weasel Walter, the drummer for this project. And we're going to hear a track off an album that came out in 2007 called Incarceration by Abstraction. And this one is out on UGG Explode Recordings, but there's a few releases that they put out on Skin Graft. We're going to hear the track called something called Violent Shade by Flying Luttenbachers. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling. This is new stuff from Melt Banana. This track is called Scar.
sick anymore because they're too dirty for me. And it's sweat.
Interested in maintaining a healthy lifestyle during midterms, finals, or any time throughout the year? Then Freshy has you covered.
Stop in today at Freshie on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshie on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshie. Eat. Energize.
You know what time it is.
What time is it?
It is time for Victory Square Block Party. This September 1st, prepare to see Lilacs and the Apocalypse, Ayanna Seymour, Scarlet Fever, Tough Cell, Attawolf, New Age Doom, and Sammo T coming at you this September 1st in Victory Square, CITR, me and you, be there. I won't even give you the option to be square. How about them apples? Victory Square Block Party time! Are you kidding me?
And welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Flying Luttenbachers with Violent Shade off the Incarceration by Abstraction. Before that, Pre with I Met Her in the Bin. And at the top of the set was new stuff from Melt Banana, a new album called 3 Plus 5. You heard the track called Scar. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock. I'm your host, P-Bone. And up next, we're going to hear new stuff from Mono. The Japanese post-rock band put out an album a few months back in June called Oath, new release out on Temporary Resonance Records. We're going to hear a track called We All Shine On, kind of a longer track at around 8 minutes. So we'll just hear this one and then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. From Mono, this track is called We All Shine On.
Thank you.
And that was something from Mono, a track called We All Shine On. It's taken from the Oath album that was just put out in June on Temporary Residence Recordings. And that will be the final album that they recorded with Steve Albini, a longtime friend and longtime producer or recorder of many Mono albums. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and up next, we'll shift gears and get into some more kind of experimental electronic music. And we're going to hear a new compilation from NTS Radio, and a really cool compilation called Funk BR. And it features a whole bunch of really interesting Sao Paulo music. And it's a pretty long compilation, about 22 tracks. But if you head to n-t.s.bandcamp.com, you can check it out. We're going to hear a track from an artist named DJ Blakes and DJ Noves, and a track called Beat Das Galaxias. After that, something from Principe Records, a release out from DJ Colt, an EP called Verdadiero. We're going to hear a track called Fic Expert. And once again, that's Principe Recordings out of Lisbon. And if you head to principedisco.bandcamp.com, you can check it out. From the Funk BR compilation on NTS Radio, this is a track from DJ Blakes and DJ Noves.
Lanças pura, porra, só mandela um original.
Incrível, escuta essa besteirinha aí, ó.
Esse é o DJ Novaes que te deixa na mão do palhaço.
Mas eu taquei tesão de vaca no copo da piranha. Eu taquei tesão de vaca no copo da piranha. Senta, senta, senta. Vai senta, senta com a tropa te torta. Senta, senta com a tropa te torta. Senta, senta com a tropa te torta. Senta, senta, senta. Para no chão e fica, tá? Mas eu taquei tesão de vaca no copo da piranha. Senta, senta, senta. Senta, senta, senta.
Movimento, xereca, piranha. Movimento, xereca, filho.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
I love CITR.0.1.9 FM.
I love CITR 1.0.1.9 FM.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing if you're not listening to Planet Innit Flows on CITR 101.99 FM every other Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Pacific?
And from DJ Colt, that was Vugu Vugu off the Verdi Dario album. I think it's an EP, hope I pronounced it correctly. It's out on Principe Recordings. And before that, you heard a really killer compilation from NTS Radio that was Funk BR, a mix of Sao Paulo artists. That was DJ Blake's and DJ Novae's, a track called Beat Does Galaxias. And if you head to the NTS Radio Bandcamp page, you can check it out. It has a really cool artwork on the front. And up next, we're going to hear some older electronic music, and we're going to hear something from an artist named Michael J. Blood. And this is a new release out called Archetypal Artifacts Volume 3, and we're going to hear a track off of that, something called IFNNH. And if you head to mjblood.bandcamp.com, you can check this out. And once again, Michael J. Blood. And after that, I should mention, it's kind of a more house-oriented electronic music. And after that, we're going to hear some really older stuff from Meat Beat Manifesto, a track called Helter Skelter. And this is a version that I'm more used to. It's out on in a compilation called Original Fire. This is a different edit of the track that originally came out in 1990. The Original Fire compilation, I think, came out in 97. It kind of covered the first decade or so of Meat Beat Manifesto's work. Some really cool remixes and rare different alternate versions appear on this compilation. So we'll hear these two artists, and then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. From Michael J. Blood, this is a track off the Archetypal Artifacts Volume 3.
Friday night. Skelter.
It's in my brain.
It's in my brain.
And we're back. That was Helter Skelter 97, alternate version of a Meat Beat Manifesto track that originally came out in 1990. That was featured on the original Fire EP that was put out in 97. Thanks for tuning in to Sweet Canada Post Rock. I'm going to leave you with another early 90s electronic music artist. That's Jimmy Tenor with with an album called Sakomis. We're going to hear a track called Voimamis, and this originally came out in 1994. It's being reissued on Sako Recordings of Helsinki. This is Jimmy Tenor.